Our reaction to this report is that such a report must be subjected to verification investigation. It has to be investigated to establish the fact whether these alleged atrocities are really true or not, because we have to establish beyond a reasonable doubt that the SPLA soldiers and officers that have committed these atrocities. By establishing, first of all, the area of operation where the atrocities took place, so that we know which unit of the army that was operating in that area in a particular space of time. And if that is proved true, definitely the army will take measures against whoever might have committed such atrocities. We have corrupt military justice that punishes violation of rules of engagement and the rules of operation.
Colonel Ague, my question to you now is that, are you doubtful or reject the report of the UN, or when will the army itself begin investigating this content of this report about these atrocities that were committed?
We are doubting the truth of this report because it sounds it is politically motivated, and if it is a reality, it has to be followed by a transparent investigation that will include the United Nations mission in South Sudan, the SPLA, and other stakeholders to prove that really the army have committed such atrocities. We feel that the report came at the time when Riek Machar rejected agreement in Nairobi, and this to us is providing Riek Machar with tools of intransigence in which he is rejecting an agreement with the government and taking this as a moral ground that he has a case. So the coincidence between the timing of the report and the rejection of the rebels of peace agreement is really a concern. However, the army is taking measures investigating to the report. We are calling for the report to be investigated, and if found that the SPLA has committed these atrocities, those responsible must be brought to justice and court of law.
Colonel Ague, are you therefore saying that perhaps the UN is supporting the rebels against the government based on this report that came out that you called suspicious coincidence?
The suspiciousness is that the report is based on people that were investigated and interviewed within the camp of the United Nations in Unity State, and more than 90% of those in the camp are supporters of Riek Machar and supporters of the rebellions, and therefore they will never say anything good about the government or about the army. So you have to identify the victims and the victims. Yes, what I said is that the report is based on the interview with the people who are inside the United Nations camp. Those are more than 90% pro-Riek Machar and supporters of the rebellion. Therefore, they will never say anything good about the government as far as they are part of the opposition. And this is why we are calling for a transparent investigation to include all the stakeholders on the ground. The conflict has many actors on the ground, and these actors must be properly analyzed to identify who might have committed these atrocities.
So you want even the report to be subjected to an independent investigation, even as the army, as you said, begins to investigate the situation on the ground to determine who is the perpetrator of this crime?
Yes, we are concerned because some of the atrocities that are mentioned, they are not really part of our cultures, and we have never burned people alive as an army, even when we were fighting the real enemy of the people of South Sudan. Such acts seem very extreme and are not part of our culture. This is why the army is concerned and will have to start the investigation immediately. Meanwhile, we support an independent investigation or inclusive investigation that will include all the actors on the ground. The conflict, there are many actors, local, and these local actors on the ground must be investigated and involved so that we know exactly who have committed these atrocities, and they should be brought to the court.